I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Thirsty Thursday, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs, I have a question for you. I want to know if you're feeling what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I was thinking about the fact that 90s style and culture has really come back in a big way kind of recently, especially with the younger generations. They're wearing the wide leg jeans.
Okay.
The crop tops are back, all that kind of stuff. Do you think if they're really going to commit that they should play hacky sack?
Man, hacky sack?
I mean, I think I've lost touch with everyone I know who used to play hacky sack.
I used to play hacky sack like a crazy person back in high school.
Right.
We had hacky sack circles.
So if you really want to...
Okay, it's not as weird as you guys think. We all had our clothes on. Does anyone... Sarah, do you even know what hacky sack is?
Yes.
Okay. I used to play at a Bumbershoot.
That
with random
so
strangers.
Awesome.
Oh, she was doing it with strangers.
That's edgy.
Were you in a circle?
I sure was.
Did you have one of those cool hippie hacky sack bags?
Yes.
Oh, they were the best. I forgot about them.
So that's my new thing. If you're going to go all 90s, you better go all in.
And I hated when they were brand new.
Oh, yeah.
That ball was just too tight and firm.
You're right.
I like the one that got a little bit more loose.
Yeah, you got to play with it a little bit.
Softer in your hands, yeah.
All right, well, while you're digging...
Squeeze it a bunch.
While you're digging your hacky sack out of storage, we're going to inform you, Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's your day to get on your telephone. It's National Telephone Day.
Okay.
Does anybody here have a landline still?
No.
Nope.
I do.
You do. But is it because
of
your dad?
Yes. I know. When it rings, I'm like, who the hell is calling?
I had one because it was like part of like the cable deal. They're like, well, it's free with everything you're getting. I was like, all right. And I got one. And then I realized that phone is just basically rings whenever there's a telemarketer. Nobody else in my world ever calls that line.
Serves no purpose.
No. So I finally just got rid of it. I mean, I have one, but I don't even know the number. Mm-mm. Screw it. It's also Love Your Thighs Day.
Thick thighs save lives.
Hell yeah. And it's Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. None of us did that.
No, thank you.
Could you imagine the chaos that would be happening if Barrett was here and also Tatum? Oh, my gosh.
You'd just be requesting the same 4 songs over and over and over.
We play a lot of Twisted Sister,
yeah.
Casper Baby Pants, and The Pretenders. The Pretenders, The Proclaimers.
Proclaimers.
Yes. Well, tonight's a big night for us Seahawk fans because, well, the Seattle Seahawks, they have the number 16 overall pick in the NFL draft, and the draft starts tonight at 5 p.m. Who knows what they're going to do? Are they going to keep that pick? Are they going to trade out of the first round, which is something that they've done before? Will they grab an offensive lineman, which is definitely, there's like a stud player for the Huskies that could be a guy that could be available at that time. Will Michael Penix be available at that time? Will they go with a quarterback? Lots of questions. They'll be answered tonight. All starts at 5 o'clock. Also, first time in forever that we'll be doing this without Pete Carroll.
So weird.
That's right. Mike McDonald's now the coach. Of course, he's still got John Schneider. The top pick is going to the Chicago Bears. Then the number two pick is the Washington Commanders, followed by the New England Patriots. It's crazy to even think that the New England Patriots, you know, it's just weird thinking about them being so bad that they have the top three pick. But there you go. You can watch it on a bunch of places. ESPN, NFL Network, Como 4. We'll be talking with John Ryan, Seahawks legend, about the NFL draft at 9 o'clock today.
The Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners 5-1 last night. I didn't get to watch because my internet's still down, but the Mariners did leave 9 runners on base and were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
We call that Mariners doing Mariner things.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Miller gave up the 2 homers and 4 hits in 4-plus innings. Up next, Luis Castillo is on the mound for the series finale versus Texas.
Gotta win it to get back in first place. Right now, we're back in second place. It's all falling apart, Taryn. Man, Utah, it's crazy to think that the Utah's going to have a pro hockey team next season because the Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. So now they're trying to figure out what are they going to do with the name. I'm actually fascinated with how they're doing it. So their owner is this guy, Ryan Smith, who apparently is already winning over all the players. Like, they're like, he met with a bunch of the players. Like, what are your biggest issues when you were in Arizona? Like, well, we hated the hotels we were put in on travel days. We also hated where our wives were put during the games. Like, I'll fix all of that. So he's already doing everything he can to endear himself with the players. Now they're trying to figure out what the team name is going to be, and they've registered a bunch of names, and they're going to put together like a bracket-style competition for the fans to pick the team names. So I'm going to give you the team names that they have trademarked so far. I'm curious what you think would be a great name for this Utah hockey team.
I already picked my favorite.
Okay, so the one apparently that is the odds makers are saying is the top pick, which I don't really care. I don't really like it. I don't think it's anything great. The Utah Blizzard.
Boring.
Okay, then you got the Utah Fury. Talking about boring, the Utah Hockey Club, Utah HC.
Come on.
It's like, come on.
We can do better,
let
boys.
Soccer do that. Then you got the Utah Ice. How about the Utah Mammoth?
This one I like.
That's the one that you feel.
I do like that one.
A lot of people are loving this one, the Utah Outlaws. I don't like that one personally. How about the Utah Venom? And I feel like this might be all of our favorite pick, especially being Kraken fans. Who wouldn't want a good game between the Seattle Kraken and the Utah Yetis?
I like Yetis and Mammoth. I think both of those are really cool.
I'm fine with either of those. I mean, but just don't go with the Utah Hockey Club. I feel like you're mailing it in at that point.
Zero creativity.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 54 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Rockaholics, are you the kind of person that can't handle FOMO? One member of our show had a crazy late night, all because they didn't want to miss out on something happening in Seattle last night. We're going to tell you what that was at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
It would be fantastic if you would go check out our social media pages. Our handle is at Daily Mix. So we posted a picture today that has four shots, four things that summed up our days yesterday. Danny, we're going to start with you. Please tell us about your shot.
Well, yesterday I planned on having a very, relaxing day and night at home. And then my friend Anthony, who we know from our radio brethren, he texted me and said, "Hey, I have an extra ticket to go see Bayside and Finch, two emo bands, you know, from the early 2000s.
That's a terrible Anthony impression. If you're going to do it, like, "Hey!
Hey!
I don't know how that sounds, to be honest with you. I was just kidding. "Hey! I've got Bayside tickets, Danny.
Yeah.
You want to go with me?"
And at first, my initial reaction was absolutely not. I want to sleep. I want to have like a good evening, get, you know, nice rest for the show tomorrow. But then I started thinking, and I was like, hey, you know, I haven't seen Finch since probably 2008.
The seed has been planted in your brain.
Yeah. And I already said no and everything. I was like, no, thanks, dude. Like, I don't have, you know, I just, and then I thought about it. I was like, okay. So I text him back. I'm like, "Hey, would you mind if I go?" But then I like duck out, like, you know, two songs into Bayside playing, because I've never been a huge Bayside fan. Like, I like him, but not on a Wednesday night, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Yeah, man, I understand. You got to wake up early." Like,
said, "Yeah, man, I understand."
That's Anthony, 100%. So so I show up at Showbox Soto, end up staying the entire concert. Seeing Finch, seeing Bayside. I also had a backstage pass that was waiting for me at the front window, and I was like,
What
is happening?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, so good.
I used to, dude, Finch was one of my favorite bands for a minute.
Same.
Dude, I think they were one of everyone's favorite bands for a time.
Was the place packed? Okay, so not everybody's. Well, it's a bunch of old emo rockers that don't want to go out on a Wednesday night, except for Danny, who's afraid of missing out on seeing Bayside and Finch.
Let me put it out there. It wasn't...
I'm sorry. I would have said no right off the get-go. And I love Finch.
Yeah.
But I've just been like, you know what? It's a Wednesday night. If it was a Thursday, maybe.
It wasn't not packed. Like, there was a lot of people there, just surprisingly, for a Wednesday night. You know what I mean? But it was just, I don't think it, like, sold out or anything. And according to Bayside, that was their biggest show they've ever played in Seattle. I don't believe that either. But it was actually a great time. We had a great time watching. And I ended up staying till the end of it. And actually, the show got out at probably 10:30. And I was home by 10:45.
That's not that bad. Yeah.
That is so respectful.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting old, too. They probably want to get some sleep. Their knees are tired.
But it ended up being a great night. And it was one of those like non-expected fun nights at, you know, with a guy that I don't get to hang out with that often. And we got to see some of our favorite emo bands. So
nice.
You know, there's a band that's playing at the Showbox tomorrow that I'm not going to probably be able to make it, but I want to see. Have you ever heard that band Our Last Night? They cover all songs and they turn them into like these heavy metal versions, and they are amazing. They're probably one of the best that does it. The singer is just incredible, but they do, I mean, anything from like Running Up That Hill, was it the
Kate Bush?
Yeah, to like Taylor Swift or whatever. Yeah. But they turn all those songs into like these over the top metal screamo songs.
You should go. Don't have FOMO.
Yeah,
come see,
that's
on,
the difference
Steve.
Between Danny and I. Once I decide I don't want to do it, I'm completely just like, it's done.
I channel my inner Sarah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Sarah, would you tell us about your shot?
So it's a young version of you.
It's a mini Sarah. It's when I was probably about like 5 or 6. And, you know, I'm, you know, getting ready for the big move. The big move upstairs happening in just a few weeks. So I'm slowly starting to go through some stuff, and I found a bunch of baby things. So I went down memory lane, and so I had to show you guys how cute I used to be.
You're still cute.
I'm still rocking the bangs and the really, really curved mouth.
I like that that's the first thing you bring up, is that your mouth is still crooked.
I mean, I don't know if y'all notice it in the picture, but...
Well, it wasn't like you had a straight mouth back then and then you fell and all of a sudden it became crooked. Like, it's always been that way, right?
Well, yes, but I feel like I know how to control it better now.
There was a point in your life that you were working on trying to control your mouth so that it didn't look crooked?
Oh, I still am. Like, when I smile in pictures...
How do you do it?
I don't fully smile.
So you just like emphasize, like put more emphasis on the side that's not as big?
No, I just half smile just a at light all times. Smile. Yeah.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I didn't know what was going on, so my mouth be crooking all the time.
Did like kids give you a hard time about that?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, kids are ruthless, but
all the time. I mean, still now.
Did you get any crazy nicknames? Cuz like my mouth is still big and my teeth are big, but they were like when I was a kid, my teeth were bigger than my head. Like they were gigantic. Oh. And so like I was being called like Bugs Bunny or, you know, all like there was just all these different like nicknames, and kids are ruthless.
They're
Do you
ruthless.
Remember any of the nicknames from when you were a kid?
I didn't get any nicknames because they talked about it behind my back.
Oh, that's no fun. If you're going to make fun of someone, make fun of them to their face.
Right to their face. Well, I mean, honestly, I think they were like, they would ask my friends, is she okay? You know, because it would happen all the time. So they wouldn't say it to my face. And I'm like, yeah, this is just how I am. Thank you.
I like the way you are, Sarah.
Well, thanks, Taryn.
You're great. Never change.
You're just like a beacon of positivity over here.
Always.
I love it.
Can I tell you about my shot? Because I'm feeling very positive
Hell
about
no.
it.
Hell no. No one wants to hear it from you.
My heart was exploding a little bit yesterday. Barrett has been, he's so good with our dogs, and he helps train them and likes to, you know, make them sit for treats and lay down for treats and shake for treats. And yesterday he just came around the backside of Kaiboy and just wrapped his arms around him and gave him this big hug, and I was like, don't move, and I grabbed the camera because
it's a great picture.
Parents do. So yeah, this is nothing more than just me being a really sappy mom, dog mom and child mom.
There's nothing greater. There's lots of things that are great, but I would put it up there. Like watching your kid interact with a puppy or a dog, it's just so much fun to watch. Like Tatum with DJ is like that. Like, and DJ's so great as far as a puppy.
Oh yeah.
Like she is very patient. Because before that we had Lulu. And Lulu is just like this little like white poof of rage because she's blind. She has no teeth and she doesn't know what's grabbing her at all times. So she's always snapping, you know? And so, I mean, Tatum's pretty good around her. And actually in a weird way, it taught Tatum how to be more delicate because like Lulu would bite her, but it's just gums. And Tatum would laugh and think it's funny, but at least she realized, okay, if I push these dogs too far, they snap. And
oh, yeah.
it taught her not to do that. But yeah, man, watching Tatum with a puppy is so great.
So, Migs, last but not least, tell us about your shot.
Mine's freaking simple. I'm wearing a Seahawks jersey. I got a picture of me and Danny rocking our Seahawks throwback jerseys I want to put in there, and I'm wearing it right now because I'm fired up. The draft is today. The start of the new era of the Seattle Seahawks with a new coach, Mike McDonald, starts, really, I feel like it starts now.
Are you feeling a lot of hope?
Oh, yeah, you know me. I'm always the optimist with this team. I don't know what the hell they're going to go with. I don't know. I've watched and I listen to all these people that are experts talk about it, and I'm just like, you know what? You just don't know with the Seahawks. You never know until that pick is actually made who they're going to go with. A lot of times they end up trading out of the first round. I hope they don't because I want to see them pick a player. That's like my favorite thing. Then they get the video of them calling the guy and the emotions. Like I get really fired up about draft day.
Being that today the NFL draft begins, it got us thinking, if you were to draft the ultimate Seattle rock band, a supergroup, who are your top picks? Singer, guitarist, bassist, and drummer.
The rock draft.
Yes. We want to hear your picks. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after the Scorpions.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Before we get to our Seattle rock draft, Migs,
yes.
I understand that you have some breaking Kraken news.
Big breaking news coming from the Kraken news desk.
I feel like I could dance to this song.
We're breaking.
Release the Kraken.
And the Kraken have been released from Root Sports and are now going to be on King 5. Apparently, it's a lot of details about this, but basically, they're going to be showing a bunch of games on King 5. They've decided to do this new deal with Amazon Prime as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on where it's going to be featured on Prime TV or Amazon Prime Video at no additional cost. And they are bringing back John Forslund, JT Brown, Eddie Olchuk, Allison Lucan. Also, Nick Olchuk's going to be a part of it. I'm going to shoot him a text, see if he wants to join us, give us the full scoop, because there's a lot of details behind this, but also there's going to be more opportunities for people in Portland to see him, Spokane as well. But the most important thing is that you'll be able to watch the games on King 5, also on Kong. If you can't see it on King 5, they'll pop it on Kong as well. So a lot of opportunities for people who do not have cable to be able to watch the Kraken next season.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Well, today is the NFL draft, which got us thinking, if you were to draft the ultimate Seattle rock band, a supergroup, Who would be your top picks? Singer, guitarist, bassist, and drummer. We want to hear from you, Rockaholics. What would your picks be? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, do you want to kick it off with a singer?
Okay, so my first pick in the
first round draft,
Seattle Rock singer department.
Yes.
God dang it. I was driving in thinking about this, and I have a good argument for so many of the singers around here. From Andrew Wood to Eddie Vedder to Kurt Cobain. I mean, when we think about the big ones, I mean, even Chris Cornell. Man.
You haven't even said mine yet.
Lane Staley.
Still haven't said mine yet.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, Ray Charles.
Nope.
Nat King Cole.
Nope.
He's not from here. Bing Crosby.
You have to make your pick.
I know.
And then I'll take the next
round. I'm still trying to figure it out, Taryn. It's kind of hard. You know who I'm going with? Chris Cornell.
That's a good
number
pick.
One pick for Steve Miggs for the lead singer of my Seattle supergroup, Chris Cornell.
Okay, my pick.
Okay.
Is Ann Wilson.
All right.
I mean, those are pipes like none other.
No, that's a great pick. It's weird. My wife will watch, like, there's like a, on our Xfinity, there's a contemporary Christian channel of music. And sometimes it's on, and it'll say, like, there's a singer named Ann Wilson. And I was like, did Ann Wilson just, like, drop doing rock and jumped into, like, the Christian music world? And then I realized it's not Ann Wilson, and it's just, like, this, like, young, like, pot blonde that's named Ann Wilson. And I was like, that's crazy. No. All right.
Guitarist.
Oh, do we want to know what Danny's pick?
Sure.
All right, Danny, who's your number one pick?
Kurt Cobain. Yep.
I'm shocked you didn't go with Mike Herrera.
It's true. He's a bass player, though, and he is my, spoiler alert, pick for later.
Oh, well, what if I pick him before you?
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, who are you going? You're going Kurt as well?
Absolutely.
I mean, he does have those pipes in a different way.
I think you have to pick a different one. Because once somebody's been picked, you got to pick a different. You have to pick a different singer.
Well, and then
the
Steve,
look on her
why
face.
Why would you pick the singer from your favorite band?
Because that's the guitarist.
Good call.
Yes,
but they're two different people.
Well, I don't know. I love Kurt though. I had a poster of him and everything.
Okay,
is that not okay? Are there rules to this?
Well, that's not how draft picks work. once someone has picked a person, they can't play for two teams.
Cut her some slack.
Okay, fine.
She's trying.
All right.
Oh, wait. One of the texters just said, I would definitely go with Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone.
Great choice.
Man, I know. Isn't that crazy to think? I was thinking about that yesterday. I was watching an interview with Eddie Vedder. And I was thinking, I saw some people commenting about, hey, Eddie, thanks for staying with us. You know, a lot of heartfelt stuff. Like, you know, I know that, like, this town, sometimes we lose a lot of our lead singers. And when you think about the big four, I mean, obviously, there's an argument for a lot of bands, but I think at the end of the day, a lot of people will talk about Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Nirvana, and Pearl Jam. Sadly, Eddie's the only lead singer that's left with us.
Wrap that man in bubble wrap.
I mean, it's incredible because, I mean, I think there's probably like, I mean, he obviously had his struggles as well, and the fact that he came out of them and where he's at now and just like what a great ambassador for the Seattle music scene. Nothing but love for him.
Guitarist.
Ooh. I'm going. Kurt Cobain.
I'm going Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh.
Fine. You have a real long guitar solo. Danny.
Oh, man. I'd have to go with my boy Tom Wisniewski from MXPX.
Okay, now we're getting the MXPX thing.
Sarah, you can have your guy.
Jerry Cantrell. Thank you.
Now, can I take Kurt? He's been picked as a singer.
Yeah, you can.
I can pick him as a guitarist. Okay, wow. I was just checking. I don't know how these rules are working.
Okay, bassist.
Bassist. Only because he looks so, I mean, there's so many great bassists around here, but I'm picking this guy because he looks so freaking cool on stage because he always had that long guitar strap and he would just like kind of hover over his bass.
I already know who you're picking.
Ben Shepherd from Soundgarden.
Okay, I'm going to go Jeff Ament.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
Danny.
Of course.
Mike Herrera. Yeah, you don't even have to ask.
I'm going to do Duff McKagan.
Oh,
there you go.
Solid pick.
That's right.
That was a sleeper pick right there.
Yeah.
Also, it's a Miggsy. Can you give a shout out to John Pettibone for our great singers?
Yes.
Hardcore enough. Dude, I love John as a person. He's a great dude, a good friend of mine. And also, he was a singer of HIMSA. And he's also got a great, great band. I love Harris.
Yeah.
I'm putting an H in it. Harris. They're so good.
Drummer.
Well, I mean, Matt Cameron seems like a no-brainer because of just everything that he does, but I'm going to be a little controversial on this one. I'm going with, well, crap, he's not really from Seattle, but he played with Pearl Jam, Dave Abruzzi. You know what? Dave Cruzan, the original drummer of Pearl Jam.
That's a great choice.
I love his style of drumming.
My drummer is going to be Barrett Martin.
Barrett Martin, Screaming Trees.
Screaming Trees.
Bunch
Matt
of other
Season.
Bands. Yeah.
Did he play in Skin Yard too? I can never remember.
Everybody played with each other in every band. I think with Dave Grohl. I'm kind of now kicking myself.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll stick with Dave Cruisin.
Yeah, whoa, sorry.
I don't need it. I already made my pick. My pick was put in.
Dave Grohl.
You are a D-bag.
That's who I was going to do regardless.
That is not who you were going to say.
It was.
You weren't going with Yuri?
No.
Because that's just MXPX. Basically, you're just drafting MXPX.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But no, I'm going to go with Dave Grohl.
Sarah, go with Matt Cameron.
I guess I'll go with Matt Cameron.
It's a good one.
Someone said Sean McKinney. Sean Kinney. They wrote McKinney, but Sean Kinney, the drummer of Alice in Chains.
Good choice as well.
I might change my pick. I'm going with Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
So that I selfishly could be on band with all these guys.
That's brilliant. You're brilliant.
I don't count. I'm not eligible.
Speaking of brilliant Steve, how would you like a shot at beating him? He's currently 103 wins, 26 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.